right, so we're pretty much halfway through here, the drafting process. I think we're able to improve our team tonight, you know, with the four players we selected. And so, you know, we're pleased with that. We'll see how it all comes together. But I felt like we got good value for our picks, good players, guys that, you know, have a lot of things going for them. So we'll see how it all works out. Obviously, we made the trade yesterday, which got us basically two extra picks, the 83rd pick, which was Logan Ryan, and then the pick we have tomorrow at, I think it's 102, whatever it is. So those are two players that we didn't have prior to Thursday's start, and hopefully those will be two guys or whatever happens tomorrow that we can add to what we originally came in with. So again, I felt like we got good value for the picks that we had, and you know, three defensive players and a receiver. You know, Jamie is an interesting guy that came into college at Southern Miss as a safety, played inside linebacker, played outside linebacker in a 3-4, and then played defensive end last year. He's been a very productive player in a kicking game, so he has a lot of versatility. You know, solid player, hard worker, great kid. And, of course, Aaron, you know, was a great high school basketball player and football player. Very productive at Marshall. Had a real good senior bowl. He's got both players have real good size, good speed for their position, and, you know, have been productive at good levels. And then, of course, the two Rutgers DBs are, you know, that was a very good defensive unit that they had last year, or the past few years, actually. But, you know, especially last year, of course, Logan had a very productive year outside, and Duran inside. I know that whole group, but especially those guys are close. They communicated well, played well. Both are very productive, both defensively and in the kicking game. Solid guys that, you know, we've had a number of our players here comment on their personal characteristics. So I think we're getting some, you know, high quality guys there, as well as good football players. So, you know, we'll see how things go tomorrow. Right now we're scheduled to be in the fourth and seventh rounds, so we'll see how all that comes together. But, you know, like I said, I feel like we improved our team today, and hopefully we'll be able to do that tomorrow with the draft process and the subsequent free agent signings that'll come post draft.
Some of the things that stand out to you about Aaron Dobson, there was a statistic.
He's big. He's fast. He's got good hands. He's a strong player. Smart, very smart. So looks like he has some position flexibility and versatility. Catches the ball very well. So we'll see how it goes.
He catches the ball very well. There's stats all over the place as this draft process goes along. There was one stat that said that he recorded no drops as a senior. Does that speak to how well his hands are, and did you have a stat on?
I don't know what the stats were. I mean, he's got good hands. Look, every receiver has dropped the ball. Every quarterback's thrown an interception. Every defensive player has missed a tackle. Every guy who's ever carried the ball has fumbled at some point. So, you know, I don't want to get carried away on that. But I'd say he has good hands.
Overall draft as a whole, how would you sort of define this class of overall prospects?
Are you talking about the 100 guys that were drafted, or I don't know, like any other draft? I mean, we'll see as time goes on. You know, guys have a lot of strengths. There's a lot of good players out there. How they develop or fit into the different systems, and how they're able to respond to the opportunities and competition that they have. You know, it's all in front of them. And I'm sure, like every year, there'll be guys that aren't drafted or guys taken in the sixth, seventh round that nobody will be talking about, that at some point everybody will be talking about. So it's a very unscientific process. You know, we're all doing the best we can. Every team's looking at the same board. We'll see how it all turns out. So I don't know.
Did you find that with your grades, maybe that there was more bunching than normal? Maybe players?
I think there was a lot of depth in the you know, in the third round. I think there's still, you know, a number of interesting prospects that are still on the board. So, you know, I think there's plenty of plenty of quality in that second, third, fourth round where we were. So not that there, you know, there was in the first as well, but I think it was, you know, maybe more evenly spread out.
Yeah, was there any opportunities at all, specifically in the second round, maybe to move up or anybody that maybe
had? I don't know. There's, you know, there's always phone calls on draft day and people calling us. I was calling other people. Sometimes they develop, sometimes they don't. But we didn't move today, so we stayed there and picked players that we thought would help our football team.
Obviously, it's tough to project down the road, but in theory, is there some sort of maybe positional advantage by getting two guys who are teammates who played in the same position in college and having them available?
I don't know.
Last night that there were some good players who remained on the board that you could have taken at 29. Did any of those guys slip to your area in the second round?
I think we got good value for our picks, put it that way. So,
in terms of Collins, do you view him as more of an on-the-line player that would be playing?
He's done both. Yeah, he's done both. I mean, he was basically a defensive end last year. His sophomore year, he was more of an off-the-line linebacker. His freshman year, he was a safety. And his junior year, he was a 34 outside linebacker where he was on the line, but he was in coverage, whereas this past year, he really wasn't in coverage very often. So, you know, he has a lot of versatility. We'll see how it goes.
This might be reading too much into it, but, like, that type of player that has that type of versatility, does that have maybe more value just the way the game is being played these days with all the spread passing and sub packages that we're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, if players can do that, great. I mean, some guys that are just do one thing, they do it well. You know, there's a lot to be said for that, too. But, I mean, it's similar, but I would say different than Hightower, but there's some similarities. You know, Dante did that as well, played inside, played outside, played defensive end. You know, in their nickel package at Alabama last year, Jamie did that more by season than, you know, than Dante did, where he was more within a game, he would do those different things. But I don't know. But yeah, there's some value to that. But there's a lot of value to doing one thing well, too. So,
how many of the four tonight did you personally sit down with and talk to and work
with? I talked to all of them.
What important is that to you in this process
to sit down with them? I don't know. It's a piece of the puzzle. It's a big puzzle. There's a lot of pieces. I mean, I don't know. It's one of many things. We've drafted plenty of players I haven't talked to, so I don't think that's any criteria.
So how did Dobson's smarts demonstrate themselves to you? Is that something from film, from maybe a private workout, from getting them on the whiteboard?
Yeah, all of the above. All of the above.
Was there any particular area where maybe you stood out, maybe, you know, you got them on the whiteboard?
I'd say all of them. I mean, you talk to him about what he did. He can explain it, the techniques, his assignments, what other guys were doing at Marshall. You know, we'd look at things that we did, then come back and talk about them. You know, he remembered how we did them, what we called them, and, you know, things like that. I mean, he's a pretty intelligent guy. And I think he can, you know, he has a good recall of what he did and why they did it, and he had a good understanding and grasp of learning, of taking new information and processing that and being able to understand it and apply it and, you know, tell him something and then see a play a few plays later and say, well, you know, what would you do on this play if they did this, if they did that? Well, that's what you talked about previously. And so, you know, there's different ways to measure it and all that, but I think he's a pretty impressive kid. He's a mature kid, and he's pretty smart.
Stood out in that area more than some of the other receivers that he drafted?
I'd say, yeah, he's certainly in the upper group of that.
Bill, Nick talked a little bit about athletes that are bulking up to become front seven players, and it seems like Collins is one of those guys. Is that a new development, scouting those defensive players, those DBs that become linebackers, defensive end?
I don't know. I mean, we can't control any of that. We just can evaluate the player as he is. I wouldn't say that Jamie has bulked up. I mean, he's grown into his body like a lot of kids do when they go to college. You know, after when they come out of high school, 4 years later, they're, you know, bigger, stronger, more developed, like most people are at that age. So, but I wouldn't say that he's a guy that, you know, just bulked up. I mean, he grew into his body. He's got a big frame, and I think the weight that he has is good weight.
Bill, question on drafting Harmon. Again, I didn't do a chart and stack everybody, but it seemed that he would be a player that might be available much later on in the draft. Did you guys have him rated very highly to the point you said, well, why wait until the fourth round if he's the best player on the board? Let's just take him.
Yeah, we thought it was good value when we took him. So, you know, I don't know what other teams, how they have their boards stacked or anything else. There's no way to predict that with 31 other teams. But I think you got to take the players that you feel like can help your team, and that's what we did.
Any surprises for you, draft-wise, overall, through the first three rounds?
I mean, you know, there's every draft is unique and has its own characteristics, and as this one did. So, I mean, it's a pretty obvious. You know, I don't think there's anything to really. It is what it is. Next year's draft will be different than this year's draft. This year's draft is different than last year's draft. Different players, different teams, different order. You know, it's like shuffling the cards. And so, be a new shuffle next year.
Bill, what attracted you to Logan?
A good football player and a good program. He's been very productive. He's one of the most productive corners in the draft. Smart, been productive. He's been in a very good system. He's been well coached. Knows his techniques well. He's an instinctive player. Like I said, he's had a lot of production. It's tough. He's a good tackler.
So you guys made a similar move trading out of the bottom of the first round of 2009. Can you think back to that at all and maybe think of some of the lessons that you learned or whatnot?
Yeah, we talk about things that happen in every draft and evaluate them after the draft and then try to go back and do a little, you know, refresher course. I mean, you know, the draft comes around once a year, and I don't want to say it's out of your mind for the other 300 and whatever, 50 days, you know, around it, leading up to it and after it. But, yeah, you try to go back over your notes and refresh yourself to all the different scenarios that can come up in the draft prior to that's part of the preparation. And then, you know, an analysis after it's over so that the next time you go through it, you go back and look at your notes and, you know, try to keep those things fresh in your mind because we won't go through this again for another year. So, you know, now's the time to think about it and make whatever notes or points or adjustments to how we do it next year if we're going to do it. You know, now's a good time to think about those because a year from now, especially when you get to be my age, you don't have the kind of memory that you used to have, so you don't remember all the little things that happen as well. So, yeah, so we try to do that now, and then we obviously go back over what, you know, has happened in other, or, you know, it might not be us, might be another team that you learned something from or another situation that could come up.
Was there any trepidation moving all the way from 29 to 52?
Well, we looked at the board. We took a guesstimate of what we thought the value would be and what the two extra picks basically that we got were 83 and 102 or whatever it was. So we kept 89 and, I don't know, was it 59? Whatever it was. So we felt like that was, you know, that we would get good value there. And I think looking back on it, in addition to the seventh, looking back on it, I think, you know, if we could have made that trade before the draft started, that we probably would have made it on Wednesday.
A lot of meaning behind what you're wearing. I'm curious, what made you
want to
do that?
Support the Watertown Police. I mean, that was an unbelievable job they did. I'm sure we all followed it, you know, followed there as closely as we could. So just supporting people that protect our safety and our freedom. Police, the military, and you can't. It's what makes it all possible for us to do what we do. So, yep, behind them all the way. Okay, thank you.